and welcome.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno indeed. Thank you for listening to us and taking time out of your day to hear what's going on in our little part of the woods here in beautiful central Italy, which has been gorgeous. I mean, summer's in full swing.
It's been warm.
It has been warm. But we're a little bit higher here in the foothills, so there's always a nice little cool breeze, but...
And we hear there's, like, a heat wave going on in Italy, but this little spot right here has remained a slice of paradise.
Well, during the middle of the day, it is hot. You take your nap.
That's what the nap is for.
That's what the nap is for.
Celebrate it. Don't fight it. Embrace it.
Mornings, up until, like, noon are gorgeous, and the evenings,
yes, like the early
4 on is great.
I love 5 o'clock and on. It's gorgeous.
But, in the fields, the grass has been cut, and the sunflowers everywhere.
Oh, on the road from, if you go from Urbania to our place, towards Piobico, there is a huge, nice, long field of big, full sunflowers. Also, if you go from the road from Urbania to Urbino, the back road, the curvy road, just beyond that roundabout as you're exiting Urbania, there's a huge field surrounding you on both sides,
and
it's gorgeous.
And the straight road to Urbino as well.
Oh, yeah, towards Fermignano.
Towards Fermignano.
It's just such a beautiful time to drive around out here.
In the garden is starting to produce. We had some tomatoes yesterday.
Tomatoes!
We picked them. Gaji, we'll get into who exactly Gaji is.
I know, we realize sometimes when
We just assume that, everyone knows. But anyway, Gaji, our adopted Italian father, who helps in the garden, well, really does show me everything to do in the garden.
He has been awesome this year.
He picked, he likes the tomatoes when they're just a little still green, but mostly red, which they're still a little hard for me, but he likes them that way, so he's been picking those.
I know, but the lettuces are looking good. I just did a blog post on the lettuces, and Gaudi just planted a whole bunch more stuff yesterday.
He did. We planted all the cabbages and the fennels that'll be ready towards the end of the summer, beginning of autumn. So we have cavolo cappuccio, the little balls of cabbage, verza, the ball cabbage with the frizzy leaves, it's a dark green, fennel, lots of bulbs of fennel, cavolo nero, or the Tuscan cabbage, where you just eat the leaves, it's like a taller plant.
Huh?
Yeah, I love that one. But we're just getting started.
But how come the zucchini don't seem to be as hardy as last year?
I don't know. It's just been it was just a later year. The zucchini didn't take it. No one's zucchini really did really well. But, it's starting to come around. Peppers, we got peppers coming. Cucumbers, they're coming. We have melons. I saw melons in the garden yesterday.
Well, and the heat helps the garden for sure.
The heat helps the garden. It just... You have to just keep it watered.
And Pier Angelo's been out cutting the fields. You hear the tractors early in the morning, late at night, even on a Sunday.
And the grain, they cut all the grain in the fields, too.
Mm-hmm.
All last weekend through the beginning of this week.
Mm-hmm. So you'll see bales of hay among fields of sunflowers. It's really cool.
Last weekend, we had a chance to get in the car. We didn't have dinner one night, and we just jumped in the car and got out of here, and we just picked a direction, kind of drove south, but through the hills,
mm-hmm.
not really,
instead of going to the coast.
Not to the coast, and we, visited the town of Fabriano.
It was so cute, and they were having a antique sale,
like a midnight market.
Yeah, and all the stores were open, and we went for a late dinner. It was really good, and we found this place, and they had a menu outside that looked, oh my god, so delicious. And then when we got in, it looked even better and smelled even better, and I thought, oh my god, we're going to be pigs tonight. This is going to be so good.
We don't have to cook it.
I know. Yeah, thank god for Jason. And we're like, we'll have the special. And we were the last ones to be seated. It was like 10 o'clock at night, and they were like, we're out. We thought, oh my god. But we still ordered and got a ton of good food.
Fish. Great fish.
Yeah. But Jason ended up with, like, a fried food bonanza.
I think she misunderstood me.
Yes.
Or they didn't really feel like grilling it.
But it was so good.
It was good.
And it's a really pretty road and a gorgeous town to go check out. It's quite big.
It is big. It's great. I liked Fabiano. Mm-hmm.
I want to go back.
It's about an hour and 15 minutes, an hour and a half from our
Worth the place. Drive.
Worth the really drive. Really drives. Back road, all little back roads you go.
Really take a sweet little car out there. And then this week also in Fano is the, along the coast, which is about 40, 45 minutes away from us. There is the Cesare Festival.
Where they have over 2,000 people.
God, you said last year? 5,000 people were in like Roman guard
costume, and they do a whole procession into the
the
closing day, which is this Saturday,
17th.
The 17th. Today's the 15th, and it's like what, 9 o'clock in the morning. Just finished serving breakfast. Chickens are out.
Breeze. Speaking of the chickens being out.
So we talked about before, I think, about. I accidentally bought 5 roosters. So the 5 roosters now will have started crowing. And everyone.
A lot.
Everyone. We don't let them out until like 9, and the coop is not really near the house. So you don't. Guests don't really seem to hear it, and they kind of like it. But 5 roosters. We need to make some soup.
But we would keep one.
We'll keep one. We'll keep the white one.
Gaji came over with Maurizio, another neighbor, and
they're not ready yet.
They said they evaluated the rooster.
Not ready. Another month.
They need a couple more kilos on them.
So we'll let them out. We let them kind of come out at about 9 o'clock in the morning. They go everywhere.
They are furry.
There you go. Do it again.
Buongiorno.
Oh. You'll also hear the cicadas. And here comes a tractor. So summer is in full swing. I love it.
I know. What else is going on? So we want to thank, in particular, well, everyone's comments and tons of subscribers is really incredible. And we had a wonderful comment by Razman on our blog. And...
Or question comments.
Yeah, to tell more stories of how we got here, the visa process, why we chose the area, more backstory. And so I think we'll start adding some of those in as we go, maybe in no particular order. But we thought maybe this week we would just say why we chose La Marque.
Why we chose La Marque. All right, well, you start. Why'd you choose La Marque?
Because it's beautiful. We got to be near the mountains and near the sea, and that combination for me was just perfect. And I really wanted to be somewhere that we would be speaking Italian, that we would be living among Italians. I didn't want to move to Italy to just be in Tuscany or Umbria in an expat community. If we were going to make the whole change, I wanted to be in a small town in a place where there were no other who spoke English, really.
Do you remember in Brooklyn where we had the big, big wall map of Italy? And, and we highlighted
Urbino
and this northern La Marche area. Well, when we came here on our first trip to Italy, we came through. We did all of Italy, really. And when we came through this northern La Marche area in particular, it was just it's more of a rugged hills than. The Tuscan rolling hills, so it's a little bit more rugged, and I don't know, it's really green and lush, and it's not too far.
There was something that felt at home about it.
Yeah, it was really nice.
Well, like, the first time we even drove through, and we were in Urbania, and we came across the festival, and we had no idea what it was, and we were just like, pull over.
That's right. Our first time into Urbania, we came to Italy in the middle of the winter. And
this was to look at properties.
It
was in January.
Yeah, because it was the 6th of January. It was for La Befana. And we were just driving back to wherever we were staying. I don't even
In Cagliari. We were staying in Cagliari.
So we were driving through Urbania, and there was just cars everywhere parked. So we were like,
and we just, like, look at each other. And Jason just pulls the car over. I was like, I know it. You see a car, like, all these people like that, you know you just got to go check out what's going on.
Well, it was La Befana, and it's where the witch comes down on. La Befana is the witch, and she comes and gives candy and good things to the to the good kids and puts coal in your shoes for the bad, and she sweeps up, she cleans your house after. But this festival was great. It was the middle of winter, and
it was fantastic. And I remember thinking, I would love to live in this town. And now we basically live
15 minutes.
I know, it's awesome. And we've gone to that festival every year since, which is pretty cool, too.
But
why else, La Marque? Go ahead.
Oh, I just think I don't know. You're right. I guess it's just an indescribable feel. Is that just too cheesy?
Maybe.
Well, strategically also, if you think a little bit about it, I really think that this area is really undiscovered. And man, it's gorgeous.
I know. It's kind of a double-edged sword.
It is a double-edged sword. We want to promote the region as a whole. And
because it's phenomenal.
But in the same sense, I kind of like that.
I know. But that also means there's not necessarily great maps and things like that, but they're getting better. Way,
yeah, we're getting better, but it's kind of nice that you have to seek it out.
Mm-hmm. And not a lot of people speak English.
Not in this area right here.
We are thought of as the Americani.
Which is great.
I know, there's none other in our area. Can you think of any other Americans out here?
That live out here? No.
Not in a good radius.
A good radius.
What else is going on? Oh, okay. So, I want to know, how many kilos of pasta did you make this week, Jason?
How many kilos of pasta? I made, from Thursday to Thursday, was Thursday morning, I've made, off the top of my head, probably about 8 kilos of pasta.
And how many pounds is that?
16, like 17 pounds.
That's a lot of pasta. And you made tortellone or cappellone?
We made lots of stuff this week. We made tagliatelle. We made We made tagliatelle. We made pappardelle. We made the tortellone or cappellone.
Stuffed with what?
We stuffed the cappellone with the bietola, the chard from the garden, and sheep's milk ricotta.
That is so good. I love that every time.
It is. It's a nice summery one. Mm-hmm. And no sauce with it. It's a little bit of the pasta water and then really good olive oil over the top.
And you put the greens in there.
Yeah, we saute a little bit of the greens that it's stuck with just to like have something to sit on.
Mm-hmm.
It's really nice, and especially when it's hot out and a really light pasta is really nice. What's going on tonight, Thursday night?
Bum, ba, da, bum. Pizza night.
Thursday night pizza night. How many are we for pizza night?
21, 22.
Gaji is bringing... We have to do next... We'll do next podcast on who's Gaji.
All right.
Who is this Gaji, the Godster? It'll be fun. It'll be nice out tonight.
So, for 21 people, how many balls of dough do you think... How much dough do you have to make?
I'm going to make 6 recipes. That'll give me 30 pieces.
30 pieces.
I can't make more than 6 times the recipe, really, by hand. The dough ball's gigantic. You should take pictures of it tonight.
All right. And had to...
And, of course, we didn't get put it up immediately on the web, so we'll just do...
It's already outdated.
It is already outdated by a few days, but we'll do a little flash forward. So last night we went to the Caesar Festival. It was awesome.
In Fano. Cesare.
It was really cool. Everyone, each little...
Not district?
How would you explain a frazione?
Like a neighborhood, district.
Yeah, but it's a little piece...
Little suburb outside.
Yeah, but a suburb, but it's
but
kind
sometimes
of,
it's in the wall, too.
Yeah. Each one of those little districts of Fano had their own squadron or group, and they were assigned a different part of the Roman culture to represent. And a lot of them had, like, these big carts that the guys would pull.
Wait, back it up.
What?
They put sand and dirt down the main roads of Fano to have this huge procession of the different towns come through, and it was like... Exactly how it was, in like 9
BC,
that Caesar came to Fano, and so all of these people were there to welcome him, and they did it all over again. Last year, there was 5,000 people in costume. I have no idea how many were this year.
I don't know. There was a ton of people.
There was a ton.
So each group had their own, like, cart or whatever, and they'd put all these demijohns of wine on it and tons of loaves of bread and fruit and cheese and
the porchetta
whole porchettas and the whole... all the people would walk with their cart, you know, through the procession and just get drunk and eat porchetta and
all
bread
in medieval
by their
costume.
Head. All in medieval... Well, not medieval.
Oh, God, sorry. I mean, like...
Roman.
Hello. And it was so cool. And then also in the different little neighborhoods, there were tables and tents set up for dinner. And we had brodetto and a bunch of other stuff.
Pasta.
The grilled fish was
good. We went
to
a fish place. We always go try to find the fish because we don't get it unless we go to the sea.
Uh-huh.
So to have porchetta is great, but...
You get it every Tuesday.
I don't eat it. I could
have
it.
Well, a lot more than every Tuesday. But... what else? I guess...
No, there was something else I wanted to talk about this morning. Oh, last night was so hot.
Oh, my God.
Holy crap.
Oh, my God. Sweat rolling down your legs. Like, just sweat just rolling on you. It's disgusting.
And as we were coming home...
And not humid.
No, just hot and no air. The air was really still.
Oh,
but as we were coming home last night, as you start climbing a little bit, coming up to Piobico, because we're kind of in the foothills... the air just gets so nice and
drastically.
Drastically changes. It's
we
it's
both
wonderful.
We're in the car. We both at the same time. We like round this corner. We both go.
And this morning there's kind of partly cloudy and a little breeze, and I think the heat is broken, which is good. This has been hot for the last week or so.
Good stuff. Oh, and today is the Palio della Sumaro, the race of the donkey in Mercatello sul Metauro. So if the guests all arrive in time, maybe we'll be able to make it there for the afternoon or evening racing.
I don't know.
It'd be fun. It's not that far.
That might be a solo mission for Ashley.
Oh, right on. All right. Well, we got to get work done.
Keep your comments and questions coming. We love it. You can email us at info@latavolamarche.com or you can find us on Facebook as well. I'm sure if you're listening to this podcast, you've found us already, yes?
I know, and you're techie savvy. All right. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you again in another couple weeks.
Ciao.
Ciao.